He liked Bernard. He was grateful to him for being the only man of his acquaintance with whom he could talk about the subjects he felt to be important. Nevertheless, there were things in Bernard which he hated. This boasting, for example, and the outbursts of an abject self-pity with which it alternated, and his deplorable habit of being bold after the event and full in absence of the most extraordinary presence of mind. He hated these things just because he liked Bernard. The seconds passed. Helmholtz continued to stare at the floor, and suddenly Bernard blushed and turned away. 3. The journey was quite uneventful. The Blue Pacific rocket was 2.5 minutes early at New Orleans, lost 4 minutes in a tornado over Texas, but flew into a favorable air current at longitude 95 west, and was able to land at Santa Fe less than 40 seconds behind schedule time. 40 seconds on a 6.5-hour flight, not so bad, Lenina conceded. They slept that night at Santa Fe. The hotel was excellent, incomparably better, for example, than that horrible Aurora Bora palace in which Lenina had suffered so much the previous summer. Liquid air, television, vibro-vacuum massage, radio, boiling caffeine solution, hot contraceptives, and 8 different kinds of scent were laid on in every bedroom. The synthetic music plant was working as they entered the hall, and left nothing to be desired. A notice in the lift announced that there were 60 escalator squash racket courts in the hotel, and that obstacle and electromagnetic golf could both be played in the park. "But it sounds simply too lovely," cried Lenina. "I almost wish we could stay here. 60 escalator squash courts." "There won't be any in the reservation," Bernard warned her, "and no scent, no television, no hot water even. If you feel you can't stand it, stay here till I come back." Lenina was quite offended. "Of course I can stand it. I only said it was lovely here because, well, because progress is lovely, isn't it?" 500 repetitions once a week from 13 to 17, said Bernard wearily, as though to himself. "What did you say?" "I said that progress was lovely. That's why you mustn't come to the reservation unless you really want to."
"But I do want to."
"Very well, then," said Bernard, and it was almost a threat. Their permit required the signature of the warden of the reservation, at whose office next morning they duly presented themselves. An Epsilon Plus Negro porter took in Bernard's card, and they were admitted almost immediately.